Στο όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος, αμήν. Δόξα τω Θεώ, ευχήσιμο δόξα. Βασιλεύ, φοράνε παράκλητο πνεύμα της αληθείας, πανταχού παρών και τα πάντα πληρών. Ο θησαυρός των αγαθών και ζωής, χορηγός ελθέ και σκήνωσον εν ημίν. Και καθάρισον ημάς ο πάσης κλείδος και σώσον αγαθέ της ψυχάς ημών. Ευχών των Αγίων Πατέρων, Κύριος Χριστός, ο Θεός, ελέησον προς ημάς. Αμήν.
Before we start, do we have any questions since last time?
In the third talk that you gave, Yeranda, you said something about the way that we try to change the way that we are, and that sometimes we have difficulty changing because we haven't prepared ourselves appropriately. And I just wanted to ask what you meant by how to prepare and how we should be preparing ourselves in that way.
How to prepare ourselves to change. Okay. I was going to talk about something similar this Sunday. The Gospel talks about how Jesus was walking and he saw two disciples and he told them to follow him, and they did. And he saw two more, he told them to give up the fishing that they were casting nets. He told them, just give up fishing and follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They gave up everything and they followed him. The invitation that Christ did changed them. So the problem is not if Christ is inviting us, because Christ is inviting everyone. The problem is if we understand, if we accept this invitation, and if we do, this will change us. So what happens is that, like St. Anthony the Great, he went once in the church, he heard the Holy Gospel saying, go sell whatever you've got and follow me, and he did it. It was exactly what the apostles did. And by saying that, it doesn't mean that you have to give up your family or you're going to get married, you have to give up your wife. This is not what it means. But what it means is that you have to give up yourself. So you will live for the others and for Christ. And when you do this, then you will see that you don't care about things that you cared before. There will be less arguments, you will be more peaceful. And you will know that your investment is not in your abilities, capabilities, strengths, etc., but it's in Christ. Whatever Christ wants to do through you, or whatever Christ doesn't want to do through you, that's it. And this is how you change. Because then you don't become something that you planned, you developed, and you achieved, but you become something that you might have never even thought about. But this is what God did. This is one of God's deeds. It's what the Holy Spirit does. All you need to do is to have simplicity, like the apostles, and how to prepare yourself. If you're obedient to your spiritual father, if you pray, if you practice vigilance, nipsi, what we're talking about, then the time will come that your heart will be open, God will talk to you, and God's grace is what will change you, not the preparation you've done, not anything else. We know of martyrs that before giving up their lives, they didn't exactly have a Christian life. Some of them, they were even the executors of other martyrs, and by seeing what was happening in front of their eyes, they changed and they became saints, and they gave their lives for Christ as well. So the preparation, I guess, it's not just to do this, do that, and fulfill a profile, but it is inside your heart, as we said, to have simplicity and to be open in what God will ask you to do. And God's grace will change you. You won't change yourself. If anything, sometimes we reach a point in our lives that we manage to see ourselves how they truly are, and it's not a nice feeling if we understand what happens inside us. It's not a nice feeling. But then, instead of focusing in what's not nice about us, if we focus on God, we move on. And that's how you become a saint, by focusing on God. Anything else? I think we said last time that I just make the decision to put the effort towards Nipsey, and then Christ does the rest. And in this way, there is a condition that happens in the human person. It's like I feel that I love Christ, but I don't love him today, and tomorrow my love grows cold, or today I'm excited and tomorrow I cry and I'm not stable. But I realize that my psychological condition has changed, and this means that from now on I'm stable and I just love Christ. Nipsey helps me to end up loving Christ in a stable way, because the psychological instability shows that I don't have a balance in my relationship with Christ. The only thing that can damage this situation, our continuous love for Christ, as we said last time, is pride and akidia, despondency. When I feel like I don't want to do anything, and I feel lazy, and I don't want to try to do anything, and I just don't care about anything. That's a spiritual condition, and sometimes it's an attack, it's a temptation, and to get over it, we need to pray. And if we pray, it eventually goes away. And then Gerardo Similanos asks the question, if we are successful in everything, in our jobs, businesses, but we do not have this condition, which is that we are one with Christ, does it mean that we failed? And he answers, it says, definitely, because when we do have this condition that we are one with Christ, we can say, now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace, the way that Saint Simeon the God Bearer did, as we know from the Gospel. He was waiting, there was a prophecy that he would not die until he would see the Savior of Israel. So he was very, very old. And then Panagia brought Christ there in the temple. And once he saw the infant, once he saw Christ, he realized who he was, and then he said, now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace. And after he blessed Christ, and after that, he passed away. He was waiting to see Christ. So this is what we can say once we become one with Christ. After that, we don't really care if we're alive or not. Like the ascetics, they don't care if they're alive or not, because they know that even if once in their lives they have met Christ, they have experienced Christ, if they were to die, they don't lose this experience. When we get a spiritual experience, we experience it for a certain period of time. Then it fades away, then it goes away, then we go back to normal. But this is like a deposit we have done, a deposit in heaven. So if we were to die, we will have all this inheritance. We will have all these spiritual riches. And this is why the spiritual people, they're not afraid of death, because they have experienced God, and they know that if they were to die now, what they have experienced will be multiplied with interest, and they will have an endless experience of God in the eternal life. So here's Antisichios, tries to get us excited so that we won't be afraid of our enemies. Because usually humans, they are afraid, and we struggle and we say, am I going to make it? My enemies, they are stronger than me, and my brothers might not take care of me, and what am I going to do? And this is why Saint Ezechiel tells us that once we are one with Christ, Christ does everything for us. Our intellect finds escape and safety when it goes to Christ. And Γέροντας Εμιλιανός says an example. I worry about the issue of perfection. And I say to myself, if I was to die now, God will judge me. What should I do? I will take a piece of paper. I will write down everything I need to fulfill. Charity, mission, humility, clean heart, because the gospel says that the pure of heart will see God, etc. But how am I going to fulfill all this? I will go crazy. It won't be possible. It's too much. And Gerda says, if we only do this thing, which is the nipsi, the vigilance, everything else follows. So, put your heart where Christ is. Say the prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. And don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about how to achieve all the virtues that we just talked about. And don't worry about writing down what you have to achieve, because all these things, they will be achieved through God, and God will just give them to you when the time comes, if you persist and if you just do what you have to do with vigilance. And the saint continues and says, don't be afraid from the tempter or from your enemies when you struggle about vigilance. Just keep your mind in Christ and do what the beasts do. So when there is sound like a lion, and a lot of dogs attack this beast, the lion knows that if he was to attack back, because there were so many, his chances of winning, they are not many. So what he does, he goes and he hides himself in a safe place, and that's it. The dogs, they can't enter all at once, and they're afraid to get in, and he wins. This is what we should be doing when we're attacked from thoughts. Hide ourselves in God's prayer, in Jesus' prayer, and keep Christ in our hearts, and then the enemies, they won't be able to win against us. The devils are very smart, and they get the permission from God to tempt us. They never do anything without permission. But another thing that attacks us, it's our own thoughts. The problem with our own thoughts is that they have a sweetness. They talk to us about something that we like, and then it's very tempting, it's very difficult to win against these thoughts, because it's something that we really like. The point here that Gerardus wants to get across is that we can't play with our thoughts. It's very dangerous. Once we know that there is a thought that we like and is dangerous, we have to lock it outside. Otherwise, if we start talking with it in our intellect, we might lose the game. That's why Gerardus says that